There's amniotic fluid all over Adam's room. Colby, go and wash your hands. Your fingers are all covered with stuff from Crystal's womb. Colby, go and wash your hands. Everybody look out. Don't try to high-five her. Colby, go and wash your hands, hands. She cuts the umbilical just like MacGyver. Colby, go and wash your hands. Pieces of afterbirth flying through the air. Colby, go and wash your hands, hands. I think a little piece just landed in your hair. Colby, go and wash your, Colby, go and wash your hands. Or wipe it on your pants. Even though you're a teen, it's good hygiene. I'm gonna bet ya smell like placenta. Colby, go and wash your, Colby, go and wash your hands.
This week on All My Children, Colby gets her hands dirty and delivers Jenny Colby Carey.
Speaking of sticky fingers, Ava arrives at Wildwood.
Oh, that's nasty. Bianca buys Zoe a geode.
And Jamie gets duct taped to a gurney. All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast. Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. My name is Taylor Crawford.
And I am Ashley Mendoza.
And you are listening to the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending
April 13th. That will be Friday the 13th to you and me, people.
Friday the 13th, 2007 of April.
Listen, I love Friday the 13th because Friday the 13th is a day when if bad stuff happens, you're not surprised.
That's right.
You know, you kind of expect it because it's Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. I'm so superstitious on Friday the 13th. Somebody has sent me a present today, and I'm refusing to open it because I believe it's some kind of joke
or
something.
You think it's a joke?
I think it's some kind of Friday the 13th joke on me, and it's going to be anthrax or something. So you know what I did?
What did you do?
I took that little package, said it was from the Pottery Barn, and I flushed it down the toilet.
Taylor.
That's right.
That is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
What if it was somebody that really cared about you and spent a lot of money on that picture frame? I mean,
Well, that's too late. It's somewhere stuck in the pipes in my apartment.
Damn. I sent you the picture frame for your birthday, Taylor.
I had to flush and flush and flush.
It was a belated birthday gift. That is so
wrong. What?
It was a belated birthday gift.
Oh,
that
is terrible.
Terrible. It was a picture of you and me when we went to see Norbit.
Those were special times.
Popcorn grease all over my face.
I like
so
those
funny
movies where the people play all the parts of the people, you know?
I told you I love Norbit. And when I took Taylor to see it, it was like the eighth time I had seen it.
And that movie only had like 10 viewers, so that's 9 right there.
8 of the viewers were me. Anyhow, well, this week, I have to say, Taylor, I really, really enjoyed All My Children this week. There was a lot of good stuff.
I liked it up till Friday, and that Friday was weak, but everything else, it kept me tuning in.
You thought Friday was weak?
I didn't think it compared to the other days of the week.
Yes, I agree. The other days of the week were very good, but I have to say, I enjoyed the whole entire week. I got a kick out of some of the hijinks, and my favorite thing all week was Crystal, Carrie Chandler, and Colby Chandler. Mm-hmm. That was a duo of all
duos. That was just like, you ever see the movie Gone with the Wind?
Yes, in fact, I have.
Oh, you have seen it.
I have seen it. I have seen a couple of classic pictures.
Well, it has an Oscar-winning actress.
Along with Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, I have seen Gone with the Wind. But I fell asleep because it was really long.
Well, there's an actress, Hattie McDaniel, won an Oscar for her role. And her big line was, I don't know nothing about birthing no babies. And it was the same situation. It was pulled from the great works of literature and film.
Mm-hmm.
Directly.
From Margaret Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
See, I knew that.
I was going to say Margaret Mead for a minute.
No, that's a science fiction writer. You don't think I know nothing, but I've been reading the Reader's Digest.
Margaret Mead is not a science fiction writer. Look it up. Wikipedia that.
I'm a Wikipedia that.
Wikipedia
Why
Margaret
Why
don't
we talk
Mead?
About Margaret Mead when we can be talking about Colby Chandler sticking her hands in Crystal's vajayjay?
Because our audience is so sophisticated. They have a wide breadth of knowledge.
They absolutely do. All right, I want to talk about Crystal and Colby. But before we do, we're going to lead our viewers, for those viewers who have written us that we save them 5 hours a week of viewing. I'm going to give you a little recap. I'm going to start at the beginning, all right? Not much here to start with, except that at the beginning of the week, we still see Crystal pining over Adam.
Like, still.
Pining, like dreaming about him saying...
She's still got hope.
She dreams about him saying, everything is all right. I still love you. And we know that he doesn't. So, and she wakes up and it's Tad. And, you know, meanwhile, Janet and Adam are in the attic. And Janet, did you catch when Janet said that she wanted to paint Adam's hands?
Yeah.
And his right. brains.
How long has it been, honestly, since she had her meds?
Oh, that's a good question.
How much time has passed since she escaped from the
while.
Pine Valley Institute for the Criminally Insane?
It's a little while.
It's been a little while.
Well, all I know is she wants to paint his hands and his brains. And she had painted that picture last
paint
week,
his
people.
Hands with his brains.
Ay, yo, Taylor, I'm trying to talk about that awesome picture. Didn't you like that
picture?
That was
picture? A great picture.
I loved it.
It was a picture of Amanda, right?
I think. It was like Miro or something like that. Like, who's
beautiful.
That painter?
Matisse Miro.
I don't know any painters.
You folks at home, Wikipedia that.
Wikipedia that. There was a certain style that painting was in. And it was perfect. I loved it so much. I want to take it home and frame it. And Adam is so funny when he deflects Janet because like, he knows that she's coming on to him.
Yeah.
It's really funny. I love it.
He must be slightly flattered.
I would think a little bit, you know? Who was it? I think it was Jason. I think Jason called them Jadam, which I love.
Yeah, Jadam. That was good.
Jadam was real good. Real good. Jason, I also think, did Zaya Greenlee. So, Jason, you keep the nicknames coming because you do good.
Yeah, you're our go-to guy for nicknames.
You are our go-to guy for nicknames. Okay, so then he leaves the attic and he goes to see Crystal, right? And they start to fight again. And Crystal tries again to be with this man. And he rejects her. And then, of course, what happens?
Through sheer force of will, Crystal pops that baby.
Well, I don't know if she pops the baby, but she at least does enough to start contractions. Mm-hmm. And, of course, she asks Adam. She looks him in the eye and she says, Adam, help me. Help me.
No, I'm not going to help.
My water
No, I'm not going to help. No, I can't possibly.
He gives her a phone with a dead battery and says, call Dad. He'll help. And Crystal is crushed. Crystal is crushed with a K. That's how it says
with
she is.
With a capital K.
With a capital K. So anyway, so then she's trying. She's going into labor and like she's starting to sweat and everything. And Colby's like the only person in the house because everyone's gone. And she's like wearing her Walkman and bopping around. And she doesn't
hear
her.
She just downloaded some songs from that guy who used to play her brother.
Hey, Jesse McCartney.
She listens to the latest Jesse McCartney.
She loves Jesse McCartney. So anyway, so then finally, Colby hears her, and Crystal grabs her.
And now we will reenact that scene right now in our live theater. You be Crystal, I'll be Colby.
Colby, please, you gotta help me. Colby, please, the baby's stuck. You gotta reach in, Colby. Colby, you can do it. You can do it. I know you can. Reach in and take out that baby.
I did it.
Colby, you sure did.
End scene.
That's almost exactly how it happened. Mm-hmm. I was dying.
I took some liberties with my lines.
I did mine perfectly. That's what I'm saying. It was incredible. I loved it. I love when Colby first asked her to help and when she's like looking and she's not, and she's seeing like the baby's crown, but she's seeing like, she knows it's stuck and there's trouble and everything. Mm-hmm. When she asked Colby to reach in and grab that baby, Colby's face was petrified. Yeah. She was petrified. And I loved it. And I have to tell you, I think it was Jilly who wrote in and said that, you know, she actually sort of maybe liked Colby this week.
I like lately. Colby is great. They're writing her different.
Great.
She's got different priorities. Whoa, what's that mean?
I think Crystal popped out her baby.
No, that's right.
That's what that means. Yeah, I agree. I think Colby's was doing great work this week. Great work.
Yeah, I would say lately she's been doing good work.
I agree. She's been getting better. But the one thing I have to ask you, a couple things. My sister-in-law Juanita, when she was in labor,
okay,
she was in labor for 42 hours. All right. Mm-hmm. How is it that in Pine Valley, women have babies in like 5 minutes?
That you have to suspend it. Time moves
asking.
Differently. It's on a special spot in the time-space continuum, like the island on Lost. Okay, time flows differently here.
But I was going to say, like, that ambulance never came, like, until after the baby was delivered. And then there was, like, no blood. Like, I gotta tell you the truth. Like, I was at the hospital when Juanita had her fourth baby. Uh-huh. A baby girl. It was a beautiful baby girl.
It was a bloody affair.
It was very, very nasty.
Well?
It was nasty. And there was an umbilical cord. What? And somehow, Kobe didn't have to cut no umbilical cord.
Well, the thing is, Kobe had all the twist ties and lighters and things and the bounce sheets of fabric softener
what
that
the
they found
hell?
That stopped all that.
That's true.
Because they found all those gizmos around the house before the birthing.
Why can't they do a realistic birth? I'm going to tell you, I got inside information. I'm going to tell you something right here. You're going to hear it here on all my children.
Is this a spoiler?
This is not a spoiler, but okay. This is a secret. This is the old time secret. You know what they do on all my children when they are having a baby to make it look like the baby just came out of the mom?
They cover them with Jell-O?
Not Jell-O, but baby oil.
Baby oil.
Baby.
That's where baby oil comes from, people.
I think that's incredible.
That is.
I mean,
it's good for baby skin. But
why can't they mix a little something else in there to make it realistic? That's what I'm saying. I like a little realism.
Like Rocky Road ice cream.
Oh, that would be really funny. All right. So anyway, so that was just my little gripes for that. But overall, people, I was crying.
Oh, good week. Good week.
I love that scene.
There was so many good moments this week. Go on with your recap, though.
All right. I'll continue a little bit.
Let me just say this as a message to the listeners. If you haven't watched in a long time and are just listening to the podcast, I think the show's gotten much better recently.
You might want to tune in a little.
You might want to watch a couple times, you know?
You might only find vomit in your mouth maybe one day a week.
Occasionally, one day a week.
Maybe one day a week. Most of the week, you won't have a little bile in your mouth.
No, you might actually enjoy it.
You might like it. Anyway, in the meantime, while Adam is, you know, has walked away from Crystal, he actually goes to the yacht club. And he goes and he buys Erica and Jack's yacht because they're, you know, divesting and all that
stuff.
It was an impulse buy.
He was walking by. He saw the sign.
Erica looked at him and goes, she goes, if I would have known you were buying it, I would have charged you twice.
No, you got that.
But, in all honesty, it was a very sweet scene.
They had a great scene together.
Really sweet scene.
And it's like, it's one of those things with enemies respecting each other kind of thing. Like, she knew he was going to come on top. And,
well, they used to be married. You knew that.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
But they grab hands even. They hold hands.
That's right.
And Taylor, what were you telling me? I had forgotten what Erica had said to Adam.
Oh, Erica told him she knew that Adam Chandler always came out on top and that he would find a way to win.
And come back.
Yeah, and come back. Yeah.
I liked it. I really liked it.
Very inspirational.
So then Adam goes back, and Crystal's not there anymore, and the mansion is empty.
And then there's a blackout.
And there's a blackout. He cries.
He cries like a baby.
Like, literally like a baby. Like, snot coming out
and
everything.
He's got snot coming out of his nose.
I was dying.
And
I was
what
astounded.
Is the only thing that could make his day better?
Winifred.
Winifred stealing his grandchild. And then Tad,
that's right. I'm sorry. Tad. Tad makes his day better. What happened with Tad?
Tad confronts him and says, he gives the run of the mill, don't threaten my family again, blah,
well,
blah,
he
blah.
Was pissed,
but it
rightfully
was
so.
Really, I mean, it was very well acted, even though the content of what was said has been said a dozen times
a
within
times.
The last 2 weeks, even.
A million times, yeah. So. I mean, basically, Tad was really upset because he heard that basically Adam left Crystal to birth this child on her own and basically, you know, at risk for, you know, being getting hurt, getting killed, whatever.
That's right.
And in fact, it was interesting.
He was negligent.
He was very negligent. In fact, Tad sort of makes Adam believe initially that Crystal has died.
Yes, and he was really affected by that.
And he was really affected. It looked like he was going to cry and fall over.
He should shine up that Emmy for that guy. He's had a really good couple weeks on this show.
He was really relieved, though, when he found out Crystal hadn't died and he was back to his old tricks. He's like, she's a wench who could squat by the side of the road and deliver a baby and thumb a ride all at the same time. That was nasty.
And I don't know if I'd pick her up.
No, probably not. Anyway, Adam's left alone, and then everybody's at the hospital with the baby. But what was really nice is after Tad is done insulting Adam, he goes and he picks up while Crystal is sleeping the baby. And he comes to the name Baby Jenny, after his sister Jenny. One of the greats of all my children. Greg and Jenny were one of the greatest couples of all time. And that is not an exaggeration, people. If you look up, like, the history of romances, like, Greg and Jenny is right up there with Luke and Laura, and in my opinion, better, because
it was on All My Children.
Yes. But, and Luke was a rapist.
Luke was the rapist.
That ruined it for me a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Just slightly.
But did you get it? Did you see when Tad was talking to that baby and cuddling it and Googling at it? That baby was smiling at him.
Yeah, that baby's got to have a little baby Oscar.
That baby needs a newborn Oscar. That baby was incredible. I was
They could
screaming.
Make a really small, no, an Emmy. Really tiny Emmy. Emmy, that's Really it. Tiny Emmy. And then they could put baby oil all over it before they give it to the baby. It can't be so small that it could accidentally swallow it.
They could pull the baby from, they could pull the baby Emmy.
Out of the regular Emmy. Emmy. That's a great idea. And Colby's Emmy could deliver it.
That would be amazing. So anyway, viewers, so long story short, we have now in the scene, baby Jenny, Colby, Carrie, maybe Martin.
Yeah, hyphen Martin.
Hyphen Martin.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that.
We'll see.
Because Crystal doesn't have a place to live, right?
I think she's at the Pine Valley Inn, no?
Oh, right, right, right. They're going to stay there.
They're going to stay there with Babe. She's going to stay there with Babe and sort of JR because mm-hmm. Babe and JR fell asleep together this week.
They did.
And they woke up together. Mm-hmm. And JR was kissing Babe and I got confused again.
You shouldn't get confused. It's a bad relationship.
Telling you.
She got to leave him. He's abusive.
But it was so sexy. Like, she was laying back and, like, she was looking up and then he touched her and I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna die.
Don't be fooled.
I'm gonna die. What am I gonna do? I don't know. It was hot. And then Babe stands up and she can't. She's like a little dizzy because she's all woozy with passion. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Taylor. I was dying. And then we flash back because she's leaving the mansion. We flash back to young Babe.
That's right.
In that pink dress. I remember when mm-hmm. she came in that pink dress. I swear to God.
Her first day in the mansion.
She loved it. That was so awesome.
Plus their wedding day. They flash back to their wedding day.
I loved it all. But then, like, to contrast that pink dress, she was wearing that gray dress with the gray makeup and the stripe. I loved it, I have to say. I thought she looked very classy, mm-hmm. that gray dress. Did you notice Babe's fashion this week?
I did. I saw her red dress. I think it was Friday.
Nice. Ooh,
very smoking.
That was nice.
Speaking of red, what about Bianca's red dress? You didn't like it?
People, you're not going to like what I have to say about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I love Bianca.
I can hear pens hitting paper right now.
Yeah, they're going to be emailing us at pvp mm-hmm. at pinevalleypodcast.com. Or they're going to be slamming us at our MySpace page. At
Bianca looked good to
how
me
you say
this
it?
Week.
www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast. And that's not an invitation to slam you people. I'm just saying. I just am a brilliant marketer and I see a marketing opportunity. I take it. But here's the thing. I didn't like it.
What was wrong with it?
She looked a little dumpy to me.
Oh, Miss Bianca?
I'm going to tell you something right now. All you viewers that have been with Bianca knows. When she came on the show, she was a full-figure gal. Like, not full-figure, like big. Like, full-figure, like she had a figure. She wasn't anorexic. She wasn't too thin. She wasn't too big. She was beautiful. She had beautiful breasts. Then she got anorexic. And that was terrible. She was like a toothpick. Like, her hands were all red all the time. Like, she was just anorexic. But then, when she left the show, she came back, and she came back normal. And I was really happy for her. But just because she's normal size now doesn't mean she have to wear, like, big girl dresses. She could wear, like, sneaky little dresses. But she doesn't, you know, I know Bianca doesn't do that. Like, I know that's not her style. But I thought the red dress was not quite stylish enough for her. I've seen her look more stylish.
Okay. I will buy that explanation.
I just think she's so pretty and so, like, she has a beautiful body. Like, I think she has a beautiful body. I really
do. The dress
do.
Didn't do her beautiful body justice.
I don't think it did. I think it made it look a little frumpy. Okay. That's what I'm saying. And I'm going to say, and we'll save it for later, that Zoe's pantsuit did not do it for me.
No.
But we will talk about that later. All I know is that Adam fired Winifred after he found out that JR and Babe were co-parenting.
She's like, I quit anyway.
She's all crying.
She was upset. She's been there a while.
She's been there a long time.
I heard Sydney's coming back, too.
Oh, please. Please don't give me that. I can't hear this.
Everybody's been waiting.
I cannot hear that. Why don't we talk about Zoe now? I want to talk about Zoe.
Okay, let's.
All right, listen. We start out the week with a very happy Zoe. She's very happy. She's very happy because her mommy has accepted her. And she is celebrating with Miss Bianca. All right? And then all of a sudden, when she's celebrating with Miss Bianca and I think Josh, she gets a candle from a secret admirer.
A secret one. That's right.
Secret one. And she gets that candle and she's like, lemongrass. And it's like purple. I don't think it might be lemongrass. But anyway.
Maybe it's from Yankee Candle and it's all like, they got a crazy color.
I loved it when Josh was looking at it and he's like, you think Babe would like that?
That was funny.
It was really funny.
You think Babe would like a candle like that? I could buy a billion candles. Because I got a big job now. I'm working for Cambius.
Oh, I love it. We got stuff to talk about with that man. So then, I don't know if I want to draw this out.
I had a plane, but I crashed.
I don't know if I want to draw out the storyline too much. Basically, Bianca sent her, it becomes her secret admirer, sends her like a million gifts. The first, that's not true, sends her like three gifts. The first one is a candle. The second one is something, I don't even know what it is.
It's a geode. It's an igneous rock, I think.
He Wikipedia'd it, and I did.
No, it's a rock, and it looks like a rock. Then you break it open, and you see it's all crystallized inside. And
it's
hollow.
More than that. It's like pink, like.
No, it's got kryptonite in it. It's got crazy Marlon Brando. You pull a crystal out, Marlon Brando will come talk to you and tell you about your home plan.
It looked nasty
They're
to me.
Very expansive.
It looked to me like a Georgia O'Keeffe painting, if you know what I'm saying. There was an illusion there. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it. Just because I didn't know what she's going to do with it. Put it on the table. Put it on a desk.
You could make a paperweight. It is an object d'art. You could put it under glass. You can use it as a, you know, on a bookshelf.
Well, the one gift I did like was my VM Rose. As Zoe says, my VM Rose.
That's Zoe's favorite song.
It's her favorite song.
In fact, did she not sing it in an earlier episode?
I think she did.
I believe she did. I think she sang it at Confusion.
Listen, I liked it. But then she gets all crazy because she thinks someone's playing a joke on her. And Bianca's like, no. It's not a joke. You need to
maybe leave. Somebody really likes you. Really, really likes you.
So the last gift is like, meet me at the yacht club or something like that. So Binks convinces Zoe to go. But in the meantime, like her sister's giving her
Chuck E. Cheese was closed. They tried Chuck E. Everybody was calling Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
But it's closed because the Country Bob's Country Jamboree was malfunctioning. Killed a kid. So they had to shut it down. The next place was the Pine Valley Yacht Club.
Yacht Club. She settled for second best. That's what she did.
That's what she did.
But in the meantime, Kendall's all worried about Zoe and Bianca fitting, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, she's got all her nose in her sister's business.
Listen, I felt very vindicated because she brought up my point, okay? Not that I'm against this. The coupling of them, because I actually think I feel differently about it now. And some of our viewers wrote us and sort of pointed out to me, like, you know, that it's not like your body that makes a difference. It's like your heart. And I think that's true.
She said as much.
Exactly. And I felt happy because I felt like our viewers, like you said, they're really smart and they're really educated and they really taught me something that I didn't really know. But I also felt vindicated that at least someone said, you know, like, think about it. Like, Kendall was basically like, look, she has a peepee. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be weird for Bianca. And Bianca explained it to all of us, just like our viewers explained it to me. But what happened was Zoe gets to the yacht club, and she sees Adam at the table, and she thinks she'd been played. She thinks she'd been had by Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes on like Incredible Hulk, Bill Bixby.
Yeah,
that's it. David Banner. That's it.
The TV show.
That's it. She goes all crazy, and she's like, "Roar, roar!"
And Adam's like, "What?"
She throws over that table. She throws a drink at Adam. It was great. But I have to tell you, she wore that pantsuit, and she confused me again because she looked like a boy again. And then I got confused.
I don't know. Maybe the reason they're putting her in the pantsuits is maybe they think, oh, the dresses don't look as good. And he'd be, you know, maybe it is like they're kind of punting on it. They're kind of like, well, the dresses are worse. Maybe that's what's happening. So they go with the pantsuit.
Yeah, but it made the actor Jeffrey Carlson move differently. Like, he moved like more like a man in that pantsuit.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. Anyway, Binks comes back, convinces Zoe that she's a secret admirer and that she cares about her. And they start to dance. And I have to say, Taylor, I know you enjoy this. I found it a little awkward. When you're with a lover for the first time, you don't put your head on their chest and, like, dance. You, like, look into their eyes. Maybe you touch their butt a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You didn't think that was weird how they were dancing?
No, I didn't. I thought it was sweet.
All right, I'm wrong. All right, I'm sorry.
And then it rains, and then their clothes are all wet, and they run into the yacht.
And then they don't do it after all. Mm-hmm. They don't do nothing. They run away from each other, and then they go, and then Zoe talks to Babe, and Babe talks her into it, and Binks talks to Josh, and Josh talks her out of it.
You know, I didn't buy it because Zoe wanted Bianca for so long. I just don't believe it, that she would invent a problem. You know, she would invent this problem to prevent happiness. Mm-hmm. I hate it when they do that on the show because they do it a lot.
I understand that she would be scared.
Right. It didn't come out of the scene, though. It came out, it was just like invented by Zoe on the spot because up until then, Zoe was crazy about Bianca.
It's true. And Taylor is a master storyteller, so he like knows how to tell a story. So I agree with Taylor. Came out of nowhere. But we know what's going to happen because we know that Jeffrey Carlson and Eden Rigo are leaving the show. So I think they're going to Paris together.
You think they're going to Paris?
I do.
He's got to record that album in London, though, first. Maybe they'll stop there first.
Maybe they'll stop there first.
And maybe we'll see his album for sale on ABC.com.
That would be so much fun. Mm-hmm. You know who we won't see in London? Ava. She was supposed to go to L.A., but she didn't make it there.
No, she missed her flight.
Mm-hmm. I think she missed it on purpose. Let's talk about Ava. The simple truth is that Di brought Ava back to Wildwood mm-hmm. because Di felt for her.
Because I grew up on the streets. I was a gang leader and I cut a bitch once. I'm important. Aiden, you can't let her get away because we tough girls have to stick together all the time and look out for each other. You have to be tough when you grow up on the streets. You have to learn to fight for yourself and become important.
Oh, man. Anyhow, well, it was funny because Special Johnny had his first run-in with Miss Ava. Mm-hmm. He saw Aiden manhandling her, and he's like, get off of Lily. Get off of her.
Yeah, I want to see him slug Aiden a little. Could have beat him up a little more. It's just ridiculous. It's Aiden and Special Johnny being the protectors of Lily. And it's, come on.
Stupid.
That's her sister. So stupid. They deserve to, you know.
That's what I'm saying. He tries to get rid of her.
Oh, yeah. They try all judgmental and stuff. And let's not forget that Special Johnny killed a guy, then killed again, and then killed again and got away with it.
He was all upset because Ava stole a couple of bangles from Di.
That's right. A couple pieces of cheap street jewelry. Your jewelry's your status on the street. Oh, if you have nice jewelry, people respect you better.
All right. It's a simple story. Ava comes back to Wildwind, and then Special Johnny comes in. He catches Ava stealing from Di, and everyone's all upset. They don't know what to do about it. Lily comes over, so Johnny takes Ava to the back because they don't want him to meet. Aiden don't introduce Ava to Lily. Instead, Special Johnny goes and charges a flight to L.A. for Ava. And, of course, he, like, reads the numbers as loud as he possibly can.
Uh-huh. And Ava is good with numbers, too, I guess.
Oh, no. I guess she is. So she remembers the number, so she gets herself a room at the Pine Valley Inn with his mm-hmm. credit card.
Mm-hmm. And a laptop.
And some gifts from the Pine Valley gift shop. That's Pine right. Valley Inn gift shop. But she was pretty funny, I have to say. I really liked her. I thought she was pretty nice. I thought she did pretty good work.
And it must have been so hard to find somebody who looks exactly like Levin.
That was so amazing to me. Like, who?
Because they really do look like
they
similar.
They look so much alike. Like, how do you think they found an actress that looks just like Levin?
I don't know.
Levin?
It must have been so many auditions.
So many auditions, yeah. Maybe makeup, too. A little makeup.
And at the end, I think at the end of the week, they finally, like, they meet each other, uh-huh. right?
I think so.
And it was like, don't touch each other. Because I saw this movie called Time Cop. And if you go back in time and you meet your exact, you know, you from a different era, a different you, and you touch them, you explode. And that happened to Ron Silver because he went back in time and Jean-Claude Van Damme had to go chase him through time and he had to avoid touching his own double. But in the end, they worked together. You should, you know what? Google Time Cop and go rent it.
Why are you giving our viewers so many things to do this week? It's like they have homework from the Pine Valley podcast.
This is your assignment this week. I want everybody to watch Time Cop starring Jean-Claude Van Damme and Ron Silver and then write a comment about it.
I loved it. This is what I, but I love the whole development of it. Like, I love that Erica caught Ava in the room and thought it was Lily.
Yeah, I like it too. You know, that I think it's great.
That she went and she, oh, and that Lily and Sean were at the Mega Systems conference.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're at the important computer systems
conference
that they have at the Pine Valley. It's an annual event.
I have to tell you, we were cracking up, viewers, because when Erica tells Lily that she saw her, and we know that she saw Ava, Lily gets all confused, and she, like, steps outside.
She has to make a list. She's making a list.
Figure it out. She's like a notepad.
Number 47.
Erica wouldn't lie to me.
Number 48.
Therefore, Erica must have seen someone who looked like me.
Number 512. C number 327.
But listen, she gets clever.
She does. She's a detective.
She's a but the guy, see, I didn't think she could lie. So I was like trying to catch her in a lie, but technically she didn't lie.
We got to hook up Lily and Ava in their own detective TV show.
That would be amazing.
That'd be crazy. Twins, crime fighters, they got to impersonate each other and
it
things like that.
It would literally be good cop, bad cop.
It would be.
Literally.
All the time.
Like.
Because Lily be all like, by the book and stuff. And Ava would be a loose cannon who has to be reined in.
Oh,
but in the end, they need each other.
They do. And they meet each other at the end of the week, like Taylor said. So we'll see. And I loved it. I have to say, like, all kidding aside, I thought that Levin Raman did a really good job. Like, kind
she
of
really
intrigued.
She does. It's quite a contrast between
the
two characters.
Exactly. And then Lily kind of, like, looking at her and being, like shocked. I loved it. I thought it was great. So do you think that's a wig that she wears with that black hair underneath it?
I think it's got to be.
It's gotta be, right?
It's gotta be. I don't think it looks bad.
I have a lot of Erica and Kendall stuff. I don't really know that we need to rehash it. It didn't really move the story along very much. I mean, we had like Erica and Kendall at Fusion at the beginning of the week and Babs coming in.
I blocked all that stuff out, except for Babs coming in.
That was good. But she didn't have a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And she's limping along leaving and Erica's like, Barbara, your shoe. You forgot your shoe.
And Barbara says something lame in return. Barbara's got to sharpen up her repartee because Erica just dances circles around her.
But Erica had a one-liner Monday. She had a bunch of things that I wrote down. Like when Blandy came in, she's like, is this bring your enemy to work day?
Yeah.
She finds out that Kendall is throwing Blandy a shower. She's like, I know you want to throw something, but a shower? I loved it. I thought it was good. I thought she had some good zingers.
She had some zingers. She was throwing zingers all week.
She had zingers. She looked amazingly astounding in that white tank dress, that little slim dress, and those big, big hoop earrings, silver, and that silver clutch. She looked astounding. 61 people! 61! That is incredible. That is a world record. There is no other 61-year-old on this planet that looks like that woman. There is not one. I defy you. You Wikipedia it. You Google it. You will not find it. She's better looking than most 31-year-olds on this planet. You are beautiful, Miss Erica K. Miss Sujin Lucci. We love you. You keep it up, literally.
Keep it rolling, Erica.
All right. Let's see what else happened. What else happened to Erica? Oh, the big Greenlee hint. The Simone stock.
Where'd all Simone stock go? I had it here. I swear it was under these papers.
I agree. So silly. Then we see the green butterfly. People, you need to remind us. I'm forgetting about the Greenlee stupid flying butterfly, green butterfly thing where she did the trapeze thing. I'm forgetting the whole story. I need to hear it. Oh, I was excited to see some new hires at Cabius. Josh gets instructions from Hannah.
And Josh is going to be going to work every day early.
Well, I was happy to see Hannah got a new dress, and she looked smoking hot in it.
Smoking hot.
And Josh was intrigued with a capital I.
There's some chemistry there.
Steaming up the screen.
Make it happen.
People, if the writers of the show, the new writers, do not make that develop, I will kill somebody. There was too much sexuality, heat, love going on in that glance. In that single glance, I got more excited than an entire year's worth of sex scenes on all my children.
That was some awesome stuff.
That was good stuff. That's a little exaggeration. Because I still think about Minahan's Julia and Jamie in the shower.
Well, Minahan's Julia had Jamie all duct taped to a gurney this week.
She did!
And we didn't get to see nothing.
We didn't get to see none of it. But it was nice because she was real worried at the beginning of the week that Jamie was gone all night with Amanda.
Yeah.
She was quite relieved to hear that he had only gotten car accident. That he'd only gotten into a car accident. Exactly. Oh, what did Hannah say to Josh again? Shut up and maybe you'll learn something.
That's right. And I'm not talking about working at Cambia's.
Oh, it was so good. That's about all I have. Oh, I have a little Ryan and Blandy.
The audience demands to hear more about Ryan and Blandy.
They were practicing getting married.
Oh, so cute.
Oh, I wanted
it wasn't sickening at all.
She wanted to have a snow cone machine at the wedding. This girl is 2 freaking years old. She is stuck in time. She is, what's that word? Reverted?
Regressed?
Regressed. That's the word. Stunted.
Yeah, they're going to have real, like, I think God. They can call up the caterers for a pedophilia special.
I think so. Disgusting.
It's really creepy.
Oh, and then I was so upset. Did you see her giving Bianca advice on relationships? Bianca's like, what's your most romantic moment with Ryan?
That gross oatmeal bath.
She's like, definitely when Ryan gave me an oatmeal bath. That was definitely it.
That's definitely it. It was so cute.
It was really hot. It was really, really romantic. I knew then that I'd love Ryan forever when he gave me an oatmeal bath.
Forever and ever and ever and ever. Cross my heart. Hope to die. Stick a needle in my eye.
BFF. I totally loved it.
Totally.
I hated it. I hated her. Anyway, that's about all I have. Oh, we had Ryan and Zoe at the urologist's office.
That's right. Running into each other.
That was nice. That was nice.
It's a good scene.
I liked it.
Yep, good scene.
All right, people. We are plumb out of time. We are plumb over time.
We sure are. But thanks for listening.
Should we give our usual plug, Taylor?
If you want to complain.
About Taylor's nasty song.
Or offer pointers. About podcasting and
you we can use those.
You can write us here at our studios, PVP at PineValleyPodcast.com. You go to our website, www.PineValleyPodcast.com, and leave comments. Or you can go to our MySpace page, MySpace.com/PineValleyPodcast, and also leave comments. Join up, be our friend. You can also subscribe to the podcast if you like it enough.
Please subscribe to the podcast because I'm very important. I grew up on the street.
Thank you so much, listeners. I am Ashley Mendoza.
I'm Taylor Crawford.
And here's a little something just for you.
I can't push. No, come on, Crystal. Keep pushing. Keep pushing.
To rest.
No, Crystal, you can't rest. The baby is not coming out. The rest of the baby, I mean.
Is it the cord?
Is the cord
wrapped around the baby's neck?
No cord, but I see the baby's neck. But the baby's not coming out, and all you could add to do is catch.
I know, just calm down.
Oh, what's wrong? What's happening? Why is this baby
being stuck, okay?
No, I can't cut you.
Look, I know, Chloe, just... to reach in and help the baby out.
What?
Oh, yeah. Just gotta be okay. Just take your hand and ease the baby out, Colby.
Mom, what if I break something?
No, just be gentle, okay? Just be gentle.